Blog Talk Radio.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
That's really pretty.
Find light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I. We're like diamonds in the sky.
Welcome, all you beautiful, lovely, sparkling diamonds in the sky. We are going to light this sky up tonight, aren't we?
Aren't we? We're going to talk about the diamond, the real diamonds in the sky up there that are sparkling down on us.
Yes, yes. And we are all part of that sparkling. We're all facets mm-hmm. together in this lovely planet that we all share and cherish and love and, you know, and with God above. And tonight we have a really special guest. I'm going to tell you about her in just a second, and she is going to shine the light on your path and share with you her name is Joni Ross. She is an internationally acclaimed astrologer, but I'll go into her details here in a minute. But she is going to be providing you all with direction so you can achieve success and personal fulfillment. She will be taking calls as to how her sessions work, but she will have to have those sessions one-on-one, but you're welcome to, you know, call in our number here at Greater Good Ministries Radio and blogtalkradio.com. You can call in. We encourage you to call in and speak with Joni live when we bring her on. The call-in number tonight is 347-237-5339. I'm your host. Well, there's two hosts. We have Audrey Quinn, which is me, and my website is mybeautyangel.com. And this is the My Beauty Angel show, and it's all about you and you shining up your diamond and being, you know, the best that you can be, beautiful inside and out, inside and out. That's what it's all about. And then I have my lovely co-host, Cindy Herman. And Cindy is a fabulous author of To Feel is to Heal, and is a tremendously powerful healing book. You can find it on Amazon, To Feel is to Heal. And you can reach Cindy at Earth, E-A-R-T-H, Mirth, M-I-R-T-H, 999 at Yahoo, correct?
Uh-huh.
Cindy?
Yes.
And Cindy, just would you touch on your little bio just briefly about your actress career.
I've always been fascinated by emotion and was blessed to go on to Juilliard and work with a lot of the top names in the business. And then a book poured out of me. I didn't write it really. God wrote it through me effortlessly in 3 weeks. But it's the power of how emotion works in our life and the necessity to move it out, to not keep it stored in. And that's what changes the pH of the cell. So that's where I come from.
Yes, and she is just a very dynamic, high vibrational, beautiful, sparkling diamond, and I just love Cindy. And I also love our new friend, Joni Ross, and she is an international astrologer, teacher, intuitive, spiritual teacher. She teaches astrology as a language, and, well, she says, if you understand this language, the sky speaks to you. Actually, that was a quote by Dane Rudyard, right? Astrology is a language. Your birth chart is a blueprint for this lifetime, shining light on your path and providing direction so you can achieve success and personal fulfillment. Emotional healing. Once again, we're talking about emotional healing, and this will come from Joni's perspective. Emotional healing and freedom from conditioning are the very heart of our spiritual journeys. Isn't that true, Cindy, too?
Yeah.
Astrology can help free us, astrology can, from our conditioning and help us become aware of what has been unconscious and help us live in harmony with our higher purpose. Internationally acclaimed astrologer Joni Ross is a native New Yorker who now lives in Delray Beach, Florida, where she runs a very busy private practice. She's been an astrologer for over 20 years. She's sought after as a consultant, spiritual teacher, author, and speaker. Joni is author of Moon Messages, a biweekly newsletter, and the Astro Muses blog. She is valued by her clients, students, and colleagues as an extraordinarily gifted astrologer, tarot reader, and numerologist, and is a remarkably astute observer of the human condition. I love that. Her searing insights, coupled with her innate compassion, make her a mesmerizing, exhilarating, ooh, I love it, and it's all true because I know this from Joni, I've had a reading, make her a mesmerizing, exhilarating, and inspiring teacher and speaker. Joni is available for speaking engagements, lectures, parties, special events, consultations, telephone consultations by appointment, and you can reach her on her Facebook page, Joni Ross, R-O-S-S, Astrologer, Joni Ross Astrologer on her Facebook page. Go ahead and contact Joni there if you'd like to schedule your own personalized astrology or astrocartography or both, reading one-on-one, personalized based on your own birth time and your very own birth date and information, which we all have, you know, that's uniquely ours. So with that, it's my pleasure to welcome our special guest tonight to the My Beauty Angel Show, and this is Joni Ross. Welcome, Joni.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. I'm blushing with self. It's so nice to be here. You ladies are just radiant.
Oh, thank you.
Somehow thank I you. Feel like I'm at the spa for my soul.
That's so sweet. Well, when we listen to your voice, because you have such a beautiful, compassionate voice, I'm sure everybody else, the listeners, will find that too. So where would you like to start, Joni? There's been a lot of interesting moon messages going on, and can you shed some light on what's going on?
Well, the new moon annual solar eclipse that's coming up is perfect for your show because it's the moon in Taurus, which rules beauty, sensuality, personal resources, self-esteem, anything that adds to your beauty. So under a regular new moon in Taurus, we'd be just grooving. But since this is an eclipse, I think everyone might be feeling that there's something tense underneath everything. If it's not you, it's someone close to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the energy of the eclipses, when things are going to change. And I think as humans, oh, no, not change, but change is really our growth, our development, our evolution. So we're all feeling, especially that last full moon, it was a very powerful full moon, but also a partial lunar eclipse. Taurus. The moon was in Scorpio. Opposite the sun in Taurus. And the moon in Scorpio was bringing up all people's deep emotions, like the water at the bottom of the ocean is Scorpio, thick with information, but not really wanting to move. So when we get stirred up, people really start feeling emotional in ways they don't really understand right away. Mm-hmm. And a lot of fear can come up. So during this eclipse cycle, it's a great time to just really take time to just find your courage and let yourself bloom. Let go of the old that really isn't real anymore. It's just fear. And it's really kind of an attachment to it that we have to literally let go of. And so I don't know any listeners out there. You could call me because you could call in if you have your sun, your moon, your ascendant, even Venus, Mercury, or Mars at that early part of the fixed signs, which are Scorpio and Taurus and Leo and Aquarius. You're really having a shift in your life, just like the world shifts when we have an eclipse. And then the eclipse coming up next is the new moon in Taurus solar eclipse. It's an annual eclipse. And again, that's a little further on. So it's sort of, let me see, somewhere around 20 degrees of the fixed signs. It's a very good time to check it out in your chart. Have a reading if you feel like there is something going on and you need to create the energy to really handle your own empowerment, because change is great, but which way we go is really up to us. But sometimes when you don't necessarily understand what's going on or you don't feel like you want to change, that's a good time to really look at what needs to change. So I think basically Taurus and the new moon in Taurus is the message to enjoy life and the pleasure of living. So, and to value yourself. So maybe not everyone knows their horoscope, so you're very welcome to go to my Facebook page and give me your birth information, and I'll send you a copy of your horoscope if you like.
Wow, that's nice. Mm-hmm. And you, Joni, you have a show also, right, every Saturday. Do you want to share that?
Sure, and people are welcome and encouraged to come and listen and call in. It's called Under the Moon, 4 o'clock on Saturdays. Under the Moon. It's celebrating diversity and other astro-musing adventures. This week we're going to have an acupuncturist healer, and we're going to talk about the cross-similarities between astrological understanding and the meridians in one person's body. So it should be a really interesting talk about healing. And just, you were talking about this too, Audrey, just this, we need to kind of tune our life to the universe itself, and we can become stronger and more well right away, and then we can work on things. So
when we're attuned in harmony with the universe.
Yes. And I think part of that is just accepting this greatness that we are in our core, which people call the universe, or the God energy, or, you know, everyone has a different orientation, but we all connect to it when we do, and it's really a joy that you really can't compare with anything, right?
Yes.
And also, in the same way, one of the universal laws is as above, so below, and from within to without always, that everything we're looking at really is just a mirror of ourselves. And I'd heard it described to me, and maybe you could elaborate on that or help us understand that amazing metaphor a little more. But the idea that that the whole cosmos really is a mirror of our human body, and that each of the organs actually is governed by a different planet, maybe even given the amount of minerals or the percentage of particular minerals that are in that planet and how they influence that organ. Am I correct in that thought?
Absolutely. And it's a real specialty in astrology. There's many ways to practice astrology, and I think that what you said is exactly what I'm wanting to say in this moon message, that if it's resonating for you, you're the example of what's really going on. There's nothing to be afraid of. Rather, it's really a very special time in your life when you're going to make a shift, to encourage everyone how I'm going to do it. This is my story. This is my life. And then as far as what you said about the body, yes, astrology does talk about rulership. In general, astrology is a language that talks about rulership or deferment to another energy and how that affects the energy you're referring to. And I just remember one time I was at my another friend, acupuncture friend, who was studying blood under a microscope, and she showed me the blood, and I said, oh my God, those look like planets. And then she showed me a white blood cell, and it looked like a star.
Huh.
And it really just hit me how much we are the same thing.
Yes,
and the universe itself.
Yes, and it's been explained to me that our own Merkaba, our own electromagnetic field, once it's completed, which is going to be very large, once looks very much like a galaxy.
Oh,
the shape of it is elliptical, like a galaxy.
Yes, yes. And you know, the thing that's occurring to me, because the way I look at it is, you asked what kind of astrology I do? I don't know if you asked me that.
I'd love to know.
We want to know, but you know what, ladies? Something is very odd. We may have to dial right back in.
Okay.
Are you there? Because
yes.
Did you hear all the seconds messages? 20 seconds, 30
no.
seconds?
No.
Mm-mm. I'd never had this before, but this is our first Thursday show, so something is oddball going on. So it says that we're on recording now, so our show has gone off now in the
You're
middle
kidding.
Of it.
Okay, we'll go hear
no,
this
we
part
only
later.
So I was thinking of just hanging up and dialing back in. Sometimes Blog Talk has some issues. I think we're having something right now.
Okay,
I've never had this happen. I'm so sorry. So I'm going to have to hang up. If you can remember where we're at, I don't know if you can.
Yeah.
We want to talk about what kind of astrology, but I'm going to start. We're going to have to just log out and start back up again because this is our hour. This is our time. I'm not sure what happened.
Okay.
I'm going to
hang up.
Okay.
And you want us all to
hang
up?
Do I have to wait for you to come back up on?
I'll add you both immediately once I dial back in.
So we're all to hang up?
Yes.
And then call
Everybody
back in.
Hangs. Yep. I can call back in. Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.